Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Friday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. We have Glenn Schuck and John Montone out in the field on this Friday morning. Well, as expected, the city council voted to close Rikers and replace it with those four neighborhood jails by 2026. The people who were happy about this are still happy, and the same goes for those who are unhappy. And that, as it happens, includes the police commissioner. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Schuck is live at City Hall this morning with more on that. Glenn?
And Lee, obviously this clear divide between City Hall and Police Plaza on this issue. The mayor sees closing Rikers as an end of mass incarceration and a path to redemption. That's what he was talking about yesterday. But that key critic would be the police commissioner, Jimmy O'Neill, who sat down exclusively with CBS2 to talk about all this. He asked this question: what if record low crime? Well, what if it doesn't stay low?
I'm concerned. I'm really concerned going forward. With the reduced capacity, that we'll be able to keep the city as safe as possible.
Now, it should be pointed out that we're going from about, 6,000 down to slightly less than 4,000 in terms of capacity?
It's actually pretty dramatic. It's more than a 50% cut in beds, Lee. That's right. I mean, when these four new lockups come in every borough but Staten Island, it'll be dramatically less beds, and that's what the police commissioner is worried about, saying it's going to put New Yorkers at risk. But Bill de Blasio was still celebrating at City Hall last night with the council as well. Here's the mayor.
Today we made history. The era of mass incarceration is over. It's over. This action today means that New York City is set on a new path.
So he's sort of making it sound like we've been locking up people for no reason.
Well, and this is even going to be amplified more, this debate back and forth, Lee, when some criminal justice reform kicks in starting in January. Another part of what the police commissioner is concerned about, when people are going to be put in jail or not. He's worried that there'll be a tendency now to not want to jail people who are so-called lesser offenders, but still fairly serious. So not even in 2026 he's seeing this as an issue. It's going to be in the next couple of months. So we'll be watching closely, especially how this divide could expand between Mr. O'Neill and Mr. de Blasio.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about this for years. Glenn Schuck live at City Hall this morning. Nassau County cops have made an arrest in a fatal hit and run in the Rockaways last Saturday. A 19-year-old woman hit by a car on Rockaway Boulevard. Eternity Stevens of Queens died of head injuries. Under arrest, 55-year-old Charles Fleming of Queens. He's charged with DWI, leaving the scene of an accident causing serious injury and vehicular assault. A bizarre situation yesterday involving a couple of fire department EMTs. A fire department ambulance got into a minor crash on the BQE. Turns out the driver of the ambulance, 63-year-old Liam Glenane, suffered a minor stroke before the crash. EMT Lieutenant Raymond Wang was among those who responded to help.
They went to treat him. At that point, Lieutenant Wang suffered an aortic aneurysm.
Fire Commissioner Nigro says both EMTs are in critical condition. Lieutenant Wang, 47 years old, the commissioner says we're not believers in coincidences except for today. Well, every remaining game in the ALCS is do or die for the Yanks, with the Astros now leading the series 3-1 after last night's game at the stadium. And the fans are beginning to sound a wee bit worried.
You know, they just haven't been bringing the runs in.
The Yankees fell short. We're in the playoffs, but we need to bring every ounce of energy we have to be able to get these Yankees to the next stage.
If you remember the old Dodgers-Yankee games, they were down 3 and came back and won 4 straight.
Game 5 tonight, Yankees fans were reportedly heard giving Astros pitcher Zach Greinke the business while he was warming up last night. insulting his family, making fun of his social anxiety disorder. At least one fan had to be thrown out by the cops. Ever get one of those emails with from someone with a not great command of English claiming to have a video of you enjoying yourself while watching porn? You know, most people get those and they just chuckle and hit delete, but not everybody, apparently. John Montone is down in the village for some reason this morning asking about this. John?
Yeah, bots are at the bottom of it because they can fire out tens of thousands of these very personalized sextortion emails claiming that they've got pictures of people in compromising positions or indulging in internet porn. My sources tell me there's at least one site where you can watch X-rated video for free. I believe they call it Porn Hub. But I was talking to Pat from Bethpage, who says, let's face it, most people are too sophisticated to fall for this.
Since I don't watch anything like that, it wouldn't be a matter to me anyway.
Never?
Never.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
Once, just out of curiosity?
Maybe somebody sent me something in an email by mistake, but beyond that, no, not at all.
He seems to have a little familiarity with the subject matter.
Yeah, and another fellow, a young guy named Adam, has adopted a preemptive defense against anyone who would say, well, I'm going to send out naughty pictures of you.
So if you just get as many sex pictures of yourself out there, shock and awe. Shock and awe with sex pictures. Just liberate yourself. Put yourself out there. That's what I say.
Yeah, I guess that's one approach.
Yeah, and most people say, look, if you ain't misbehaving, they can't play the shame game with you anyway. And if you get one of these emails, as one young lady told me, it's just delete, delete, delete.
And there's always electrical tape that you can put over the lens of the webcam. That's known to work as
yeah.
well. I'm told. Yeah, well, I'm told by your sources that told you about Pornhub. They told me that.
Yeah, so it was one young guy said, look, he goes, when I watch internet porn, I always keep one hand over that webcam.
And the other hand?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the annual Al Smith dinner last night. Former Secretary of Defense James Mattis was the keynote speaker. He took a couple of shots at his former boss. When Mattis recently voiced concerns about the president's handling of the situation in Syria, he called Mattis the world's most overrated general.
I'm honored to be considered that by Donald Trump because he also called Meryl Streep an overrated actress. So I guess I'm the Meryl Streep of generals.
As for who the president does respect?
I think the only person in the military that Mr. Trump doesn't think is overrated, and that's Colonel Sanders.
Now, for the record, Colonel Sanders did serve in the Army, but his rank of colonel was strictly honorary. He was one of those Kentucky colonels. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.